So yesterday we learned about the history of bowling, and we learned that it started 5,000 years ago.
Right, and we also learned that around the year 400, 大概是在西元400年的时候哦， German people also started playing the sport. 连德国人都开始打起保龄球了呢。
And in the last 100 years, it has become very popular. And now, people all around the world love to go bowling.
Right, and today we are going bowling with Daisy and Joe. 今天的对话呢，我们要跟着 Daisy 还有 Joe 一起去保龄球馆里面打球哦。
I'm excited to find out who wins.
对啊，到底谁的技术比较好啊？赶快来看一下今天的对话哦。
It's bowling time. Conversation A.
Watch me get another strike.
Turkey!
I'm not a turkey.
A turkey is three strikes in a row.
So, do I get a real turkey?
No, but people used to get turkeys as prizes.
Stop talking about bowling. Just play.
Did you see that?
Yeah.You fell down, but the pins didn't.
So, did you get a turkey yesterday when you went bowling?
Me? No. But I went out to buy a turkey sandwich.
Well, it's interesting because we found out where the wordTurkey in bowling comes from. And a turkey is just when you get three strikes in a row. Now, what's a strike? Well, that's when you throw the ball, you hit the pins, and they all fall down. That's a strike. If you get three strikes, that's a turkey.
哦，原来这里啊 ，Clayton 刚才跟我们讲到 turkey 啊，一般我们是说是火鸡，可是呢，在保龄球里面 ，turkey 它变成是一种专业的术语哦。刚才 Clayton 特别提到，如果是 three strikes in a row， 如果是连续啊有三次全倒，在英文里头我们就会说 turkey。
Right, three strikes in a row, which means one after the other.So you throw one strike, bam, another one, bam, and a third one, and that's a turkey.
好，这里啊，我们先来看一下 in a row 这个片语哦。刚才 Clayton 告诉我们 ，in a row 也就是 one after another， 一个接着一个连续的意思哦。那譬如我可以说 ，John is very lucky. He won the lottery 5 times in a row.John is very lucky. He won the lottery 5 times in a row. John 啊，他实在是太幸运了。他已经连续五次 5 times in a row， 连续五次中乐透彩了。他一定是个有钱人啊。
Wow, I can't believe it. Now, turkey comes from throwing 3 strikes in a row. Now, in the old days, they used to actually give people a turkey.But we don't do that anymore. That's why in the conversation it says used to. So used to is a way that we say in the past.
That's right, 没错，这里很有趣，我们赶快来看一下对话里面这句话哦。People used to get turkeys. People used to get turkeys.哇，没想到现在我们是当成一种保龄球术语啊，只要有三次全倒，我们就会说 turkey 火鸡啊。可是，在以前呢，如果你有三次全倒，你是真的会拿到火鸡的哦。 好，这里我们先来看一个句型 used to do something, used to do something。记得这个 used to 后面要加上原形动词，它的意思就是说过去经常做某件事情，而现在已经没有了。我们现在打保龄球三次全倒，只有 turkey, 只有画面出现 turkey, 并没有真正的火鸡哦。
So people used to win turkeys as prizes. Now a prize is something that you get when you win. So if you're the best one at bowling or at playing a game, maybe you will get some kind of a prize. Maybe it will be money or maybe it will be a gift.
好，这里啊，我们先来看一下 prize。Prize 这个名词哦，它的意思是奖品或是奖金的意思哦。如果说你是比赛赢得了奖金，或是比赛赢得了奖品，你可以说 win a prize, win a prize。那如果是赢得第一名的话，就可以说成 win the first prize, win the first prize。
So in bowling, what you're trying to do is hit the pins. Now the pins are those white things that stand up, and you throw the ball and try to hit them. If they all fall down, that means fall to the ground, then that means you got a strike and you're doing great. But we see in our conversation, it wasn't the pins who fell down, it was Joe who fell down.
这里我们先来看一下哦， hit the pins.Hit the pin， 这个 pin 啊，可不是我们一般日常生活当中常见到的大头针哦。这里的 pin 其实也算是一种保龄球专业术语，指的就是白色的球瓶哦。那文章中非常有趣，他是说 Joe 他试着去打球，想要把这个球呢击出一个全倒，结果呢球瓶都没有倒，反而是他自己 fell down。Fell down. 那这里呢，其实 fall down 它这个动词片语意思跟 fall 其实是意思非常相近，都是跌倒的意思。那它 fall 的三态是 fall, fell, fallen. Fall, fell, fallen.
All right, everybody. There's more to come, so please stay with us.
Try rolling the ball with both hands.
You look funny.
But people played like this before balls had holes.
Keep playing. Practice makes perfect.
Okay, but I would hate to be a pin boy today.
What?
Pin boys used to pick up pins.
Luckily, we have machines to do that now.
Yeah, machines will never get tired.
Now, when we bowl, actually, we don't really throw the ball, because throw means take something and throw it through the air.What we do when we bowl is we roll the ball. So when you roll something, it's got to be something like this or something round, and it rolls along the ground.
Oh, 好，这里我们先来看 roll 这个动词哦。它其实呢就是我们中文里头说的滚动的意思。所以你在打保龄球的时候，我们不是 throw the ball， 不是把这个球这样丢出去，而是 roll the ball， 你会用你的手把球滚动出去哦。
So, usually when we bowl, we use one hand to roll the ball. But, Joe wants to try rolling the ball with both hands. Now, Daisy thinks...This is a little bit funny. Now, there's two meanings of funny. One is that it makes you want to laugh. So Daisy might mean that the way that he's bowling makes her want to laugh. Or she could mean the way that he's bowling is kind of strange. That's the other meaning of funny, strange.
好，这里哦，我们先来看一下 funny 这个形容词哦。刚才 Clayton 告诉我们 ，funny 它其实有两种意思。第一种意思呢是好笑的，譬如我们可以说 a funny joke， 一个好好笑的笑话。那第二种意思呢，它也等于 strange， 也就是怪异的哦。那在对话里头，我们可以看到，一般人呢打保龄球都是帅帅的哦，用一只手呢就把球给打出去。可是里面的 Joe 呢，他可保了，他是用两只手把球这样滚出去。当然 Daisy 会说 ，You look funny， 你看起来实在是太怪异了。
But Joe doesn't think the way that he's bowling is so strange. He says, but people played like this before the balls had holes. So in the past, bowling balls didn't have any holes in them. But now, bowling balls do have holes. They have three holes that you can put your fingers in, and that's how you can throw it with one hand.
Right, but next in the conversation, Daisy says practice makes perfect. But what does that mean?
Well, practice makes perfect means that if you practice something a lot, you can become better and better at it until you are perfect at doing that thing.
Right, if you keep practicing, you can do a really good job. 好，现在呢，我们先来看一下这句话哦。Practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. 那这句话其实也就是我们中文里面说的熟能生巧的意思哦。我们现在把这个句子先拆解一下。Practice 它是当作名词，是练习的意思。Perfect 它是一个形容词，完美的、哦、意思，也就是说只要你不断练习，你就可以把事情做得很好，就可以不断的进步哦。
Then next in the conversation, Joe and Daisy start talking about pin boys. And pin boys were the boys who picked up the pins when they fell down. So when you pick something up, that just means it's down on the ground and you pick it up.There's another meaning of pick up, though. You can say, pick somebody up. And that means maybe you're driving or you're riding a bicycle and you go to meet that person and then you take them with you in your car or on your bicycle or however you're going.
没错 ,pin boy, 刚才 Clayton 告诉我们他就是把那些球瓶 pick up, 捡起来的人哦。那这里我们来看一下 pick up 这个动词片语它有两种意思。第一种意思当然就是把东西捡起来的那个捡的那个动作。第二种意思呢譬如我们可以说 pick somebody up, 就是去接送某人的意思。譬如我说今天晚上我们要去看一场表演 ,I will pick you up at 7, 我七点钟去接你不要忘记了。So Clayton, do we still have pin boys now?
No, we don't have pin boys. Luckily, we have machines to pick up the pins for us. Now when we say luckily, we just mean that we are lucky, or it is good.
好，现在我们来看一下 luckily 这个副词哦，它的意思就是幸运的。大家有没有发现其实它蛮眼熟？没错，它就是从 lucky 幸运的这个形容词来的、哦。哎，真的是好家在我们现在呢是有机器啦，不用人工去捡啊，可以一直不断的练习哦。
All right, everybody, stay with us. We have more to come.
Right.
Word power.
It's word power time. And, okay, you don't get a prize for finishing word power, but we will give you the word prize as our first word today. Prize. Prize.
虽然说呢，看 word power 不会有什么奖品，可是我们会给你第一个字就是 prize. Prize 呢，这个名词就是奖品。
The first prize for this game is a TV.
这个比赛的首奖呢是一部电视。
I hope I win.
How big though?
Oh yeah.
This big or this big?
Maybe it's the new big TVs. Roll. Roll.
Roll 这个动词就是滚动。
Roll the ball.
Look! The cat is rolling the ball.
你看，那只猫正在滚一颗球。That's a smart cat.
It really is. Pick up. Pick up.
Pick up 这个动词片语呢，就是捡起、拾起的意思。
I just dropped my pen. Can you pick it up for me?
我的笔掉了，你可以帮我捡吗？ Only for this time.
Okay. Were you laughing? No, thanks. Luckily,
它是个副词，幸运的。
The old lady fell on the street. Luckily, she wasn't hurt.
这老太太呢，在街上摔倒了。好在，好在，他没有受伤。
Oh, that's good news.
In mind. Now, in bowling, there's something called a turkey, and that's because people used to get turkeys as prizes.
有趣，文章呢告诉我们哦，火鸡曾经扮演着奖品的角色 as prizes. Now, Clayton, let's talk about the word as.
Well, in this case, as means for.So, the prizes that people got were turkeys.
在文章中呢，我们看到的 as 是个介系词哦，它呢用来表明像是身份啊、职业啊或是用途等等，后面呢会加上个名词 ,an example would be.
As a farmer, he needs to wake up very early.
身为一个农夫，他必须要很早起床。
As can also be used to put two sentences together.
而 as 呢也可以是个连接词哦，把两个子句给连起来，这个时候它又等于 when, 就是当什么什么的时候。
For example, the phone rang as I opened the door.
当我开门的时候，哎，电话就响起了。
All right, you got it. Cool, I'm glad.
It's bowling time.Watch me get another strike.
Turkey!
I'm not a turkey.
A turkey is three strikes in a row.
So, do I get a real turkey?
No, but...People used to get turkeys as prizes.
Stop talking about bowling. Just play.
Did you see that?
Yeah, you fell down, but the pins didn't.
I can try rolling the ball with both hands.
You look funny.
But people played like this before balls had holes.
Keep playing. Practice makes perfect.
Okay, but I would hate to be a pin boy today.
What?
Pin boys used to pick up pins.
Luckily, we have machines to do that now.
Yeah, machines will never get tired.
Review time.
It's review time. Now today, you'll see some words on your TV screen. But don't worry, you're not going crazy. The words are mixed up. You have to put them in the correct order.
这里呢，我们从课文里头挑了三个单字，然后呢，给它搅得乱七八糟的。请你呢，把它恢复成原来的那个样子 ，unscramble， 把它解开。
Here's our first word. LRLO.
You mean like
LRLO?
LRLO.
Sounds like a animal. I think it's roll.
R-O-L-L, roll.
R-O-L-L's correct. Here's our second scrambled word. What does that say? Ookalakasikali.
Ooh, okisiko. Okisiso. I don't... It's right here. Okisiso.
Luckily, we have the answer. Luckily.
Oh, 好在呢我们有答案。好在就是答案。好在 luckily.
And here's the final one, Repsi. Repsi, isn't that a drink?
Repsi.
No. Repsi. Oh, prize.
Prize, 奖品奖品
Prize. And it has been a prize for us to be talking to you listeners and viewers today.
Living phrases.
I just got 100 on my test.
That's great! Like I told you, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, practice does make perfect. I studied so hard last night.
But I think I practiced harder than you.
Well, what do you mean?
This is my test, not yours. Here is your test.
Oh, no. I failed again. I guess practice doesn't always make perfect.
And this is not perfect at all.
Just for fun.
Okay, now, our interesting animal idiom today is about butterflies. Now, what kind of an animal is a butterfly?
Well, butterflies are so beautiful. They're sort of like a little insect or bug, but they have beautiful wings and they can fly around and they fly into all the little flowers and plants and that's what they use to eat. They are so beautiful, Clayton.
And you know, we're really lucky in Taiwan because we have more butterflies here than any other place in the world. Taiwan has hundreds and hundreds of different kinds.And they're so big and beautiful.
Definitely. I know I live in Taipei, and I even see butterflies in the city all the time. It's amazing and wonderful.
So here we're talking about butterflies. Now, the thing you know about butterflies is that they look quite different, the different kinds, because of the colors and patterns that they have on their wings. So...What is our interesting animal fact for today?
Our interesting animal fact is every letter of the alphabet can be found on the wings of butterflies.
Okay, now this needs some explanation. I found this fact yesterday when I was looking on the internet on a news site for kids. And it was about a guy named Kjell Savanmen, something like that. He has a funny name, but...He's a really interesting guy. He's a photographer. And what he has done is he's gone all around the world taking pictures of butterflies and the kinds of shapes that are on their wings. So, Siobhan, can you tell us what he found?
he found that every letter of the English alphabet can be found on the wings of butterflies. So I can sort of imagine this photographer with his camera running around the world and taking pictures of butterflies' wings and looking at them very closely. And maybe there's lines or veins and seeing, wow, wait a minute, there's the alphabet on the wings of butterflies.
Right, so some butterflies might have the letter T on their wings, or something that looks very close to a T. Other ones might have the letter S. And so he kept on photographing butterflies, and then he took photos of other things that look like letters or numbers in nature. It's really interesting.
It is. Wow, I can imagine if, you know, he wasn't seeing each little letter on one butterfly, maybe he saw like an enormous butterfly with all 26 letters on him. Could you imagine that?
Wow, it's a little bit hard to imagine. That would have to be a very big butterfly.
Yes, I don't think that butterfly is there, but I would love to see a butterfly now, and maybe when I'm walking around in Taiwan, I'll look at butterflies' wings, without touching them, of course, and try to see if I can see letters. It's a good way to practice.
Good idea.